Chapter 19. Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribes of the sons of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Judah. So they had as their inheritance Beersheba or Sheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shual, and Bala, and Ezem, and Eltolad, and Bethul, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susa, and Beth Lebaoth, and Shruhan, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages which were around these cities as far as Baalath-Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance. Now the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun according to their families, and the territory of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Then their border went up to the west and to Marala. It then touched Dabbesheth and reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. Then it turned from Sarid to the east toward the sunrise as far as the border of Kisloth-Tabor, and it proceeded to Dabaroth and up to Japhia. From there it continued eastward toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, to Eth-Kazin, and it proceeded to Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. The border circled around it on the north to Hanathon, and it ended at the valley of Ephtahel, included also were Kada and Nahalal, and Shimron and Idalah and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot fell to Issachar, to the sons of Issachar, according to their families. Their territory was to Jezreel, and included Kesuloth, and Shunem, and Hapharim, and Shion, and Anaharoth, and Rabbith, and Kishion, and Abez, and Remeth, and Enganim, and Enhadah, and Beth Pazaz. The border reached to Tabor and Shahuzama and Beth Shemesh, and their border ended at the Jordan. 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar according to their families, the cities with their villages. Now the fifth lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families. Their territory was Helkath and Hali, and Beten and Arkshaph, and Alamelech and Amad and Mishal. And it reached to Carmel on the west and to Shehor Libnath. It turned toward the east to Beth Dagon and reached to Zebulun and to the valley of Ephtahel, northward to Beth Emek and Neil. Then it proceeded on north to Kabul, and Ebron, and Rehob, and Haman, and Cana, as far as Great Sidon. The border turned to Ramah, and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa, and it ended at the sea by the region of Aksib. Included also were Uma, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot fell to the sons of Naphtali, to to the sons of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heleph, from the Oak in Zananim, and Adami Nekeb, and Jabneel as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnath Tabor, and proceeded from there to Hukok, and it reached to Zebulun on the south, and touched Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the east. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Kinnereth, and Adama, and Rama, and Hazor, and Kedesh, and Edrei, and En-Hazor, and Yeron, and Migdal-El, Horam, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families. The territory of their inheritance was Zorah and Eshtaol and Ur-Shemesh and Sha'alabim and Ajalon and Ithla and Elon and Timnah and Ekron and Elteka and Gibbethon and Baalath and Yehud and Bene-Berek and Gath-Rimon and Midyarkon and Rakon with the territory over against Joppa. The territory of the sons of Dan proceeded beyond them, for the sons of Dan went up and fought with Leshem and captured it. Then they struck it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and settled in it. And they called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they finished apportioning the land for inheritance by its borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance in their midst to Joshua the son of Nun. In accordance with the command of the Lord, they gave him the city for which he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel distributed by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land.